Richland County Right to Life, our guests in the morning show studios today. Glad to have Deb Niemeyer in the studio with us, along with Marge Freeman, Becky Gomez, and Ann DeClean. We'll talk about some of the things they do and services they provide for the area. And Marge, you're kind of the history person here. We need to ask you a little bit about the history and how this all started.
Well, in July of 2019, my husband and I were approached by another individual. I called him and asked him if it was okay to release his name on this program, but he hasn't responded, so I probably shouldn't right now. But there was four of us that started the chapter, and whenever anybody is involved in anything, any organization or whatever, it's very, very difficult to speak out when they're one person or two people. But when you start a group or an organization or a chapter or what it may be, it's a lot easier. So the four of us started the Richland County Right to Life. Actually, it was not called that yet. We started it in July of 2019. We created bylaws thereafter a few months later, and actually named it Richland County Right to Life in July of 2019. So I guess we're going into our seventh year. So I'm very, very proud to be a part of that. And again, as I mentioned, it's very difficult to speak when you're on your own about something you believe in. And then when you start a chapter or a group, it's much, much easier. We've had a lot of people come into our meetings and interested in Right to Life and so on. Right to Life is not just for women. It's for the men who may face future fatherhood and may want to be a part of, the decision-making process and so on with the gal that they're involved with, or the spouse, or whomever they're involved with.
Were you surprised when you formed the organization that people came out and joined? And
Well, we were pleasantly surprised, because our first meeting, I know we had probably roughly 20-some people, and that was through not a lot of advertising, and just a lot of it was just by word of mouth, Facebook, and so on and so on. And by the way, we do have a Facebook page also, Richland County Right to Life LLC. We were very pleasantly surprised. We've had different individuals show up, some of our local churches, some of the parishioners and so on show up, and just other individuals. And some people have said, well, this is just a certain political thing, but it's not. It has nothing to do with politics. It's what we believe in our hearts, and we all have goals in life, and there's things that we believe in and we have to carry forward. And that's, why we're on this earth.
Deb, why have you been a long time member of this organization?
Well, I believe in life. I like to breathe.
Very well. But I think a lot of people maybe forget about all the things that you do for the community. I mean, that's a part of this organization, isn't it?
Sure. You are a child first, and then you grow up and you experience all those life things, and then you become a grandparent, and then you experience life in a whole different way. And so this organization was coming, and we went, and my husband and I went and checked it out. And so pretty much sort of from the beginning, we decided to be a part of it too. And we try to reach out to the community with life things. I don't know if you want me to interject now, but
sure.
We have the Mother's Day and the Father's Day come around, and we reach out to all of the nursing homes in Richland County with some kind of a little remembrance. We give carnations to the ladies. It doesn't matter if they're a mother or not. They all get a carnation at the nursing homes. And now Father's Day is coming up, pretty soon here, and we have little flashlights that they're going to get and a little bag of candy, and we just try to do little things. At Christmas time, we had hot chocolate pouches that we put in Christmas cards for all of them. And so we try to reach out. One time they went and played bingo. And we try to be visual at the parades and at the fairgrounds. And we do have some speakers come and tell us different ways that they've had things in their life that maybe are positive or negative, and bring some of the other organizations in town just to learn what they're actually doing too.
Do you feel you're making a difference?
We hope we do, yes.
Mm-hmm. You come bearing gifts here today.
I do. You know, we everybody probably knows that I believe it's April is Volunteer Month. And so, you know, I try to find some kind of a little thing because I do appreciate the volunteers that we have. They put in their time, you know, like I said, at the bake sales. That's how we basically make our fundraising. We do have some churches that are very generous donors and also individuals that help us with the Little Lamb's Closet, which that's what we want to kind of touch on today, too.
Yeah, let's switch gears and switch over to that. We'll talk to Becky Gomez and Andy Clean as well about this event. So, Becky, why did you get involved with this?
Well, just about 3 years ago, it was right before, right as they were setting up for the Little Lamb's Closet, actually, that I got involved. And I thought that was something really exciting, really tangible to be involved with in the community, to be able to get families of all ages and sizes, and no matter their situation, that, you know, we had clothing to be shared with anybody that needed it, and diapers, and anybody knows that raising children is not easy, it's not cheap at all, especially if they only wear clothes and certain sizes of diapers a couple times, and then, you know, they're on to the next stage. So I thought this was a great way to be able to encourage those families, to support them, to be a support in the community. It's kind of like, I was thinking about it earlier, it's like a ongoing baby shower all the time. So we get to see these babies come in, and so that's a really cool thing too. The families will return, and sometimes they'll bring clothing that they've outgrown and take new stuff. And they bring the children with them. And so we get to kind of get to know the families as they come back.
Watch them grow then,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Right. And maybe explain how it works, Little Lamb's Closet, and the whole scenario, how you make it go.
Well, we go in and we switch out from spring to winter clothing. We have a lot of totes that we have to go through. And just set them, you know, we hang them all up and we have bins and people can come in and pick what they need. It's great.
Strictly through donations of clothing?
It's all donation, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So as Becky mentioned, people, maybe they outgrow it, they bring them back and get larger sizes or whatever the case
may be? They do, yes. We only go through 2T. So 0 to 2T is what we've got. And, you know, hopefully, maybe we'll grow from there. Who knows? Maybe we'll get bigger, but we have seen it grow. We actually serve between 6 and 12 families every month. So, and we've seen it growing, so for sure.
Mm-hmm. Just wanted to say that I went and I counted every visit, and it was 225 visits since we've been open. So I think that's kind of interesting, too.
It is, yeah. Right. So it works like that. Are there income requirements, Becky, for this?
No, none at all.
None at all.
It's open to anybody. Yep.
And you speak Spanish. I mean, that's another avenue that can be offered.
Yeah, we have several Spanish-speaking families that have come in to get some clothing. And so it's been helpful when I'm able to be there that when they are there, I can help translate and help them to figure out what they need and what sizes their children are in and things like that and get them set up.
Can you get the word out in Spanish?
I can.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and
do that.
Give us a demonstration here, if you would.
Okay, a demonstration. Armario de ropa para niños. Tenemos ropa para niños, pañales y otras cosas. Para niños de recién nacidos hasta los 2 años. El tercer sábado de cada mes a las 9:30 de la mañana hasta las 11:30 de la mañana. También en el primer jueves de julio y agosto y septiembre de las 4 a las 6 de la tarde está este armario de ropa para niños en la iglesia Park Street Christian Church. Está por las calles Park y Seminary.
I think I understood a few words. Good job. What did basically say? Just a welcome for people?
Yeah, so this was, we have Little Lamb's Closet. We have diapers and other things, as well as clothing for children who are newborn to 2 years old. It's the every third Saturday of the month from 9:30 to 11:30 in the morning. and as well as the first Thursday of July, August, and September from 4 to 6 p.m.
Wonderful. And you'll be there and this Saturday then, right?
We will be there this Saturday.
Is it strictly clothes then?
Clothes, diapers, wipes.
Mm-hmm. There's some shoes and blankets, too, that come in.
Yes.
A lot of homemade items like that or...
coats.
Yeah.
Coats and boots in the winter.
Mm-hmm. First come, first serve then, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Would you like to add, Deb?
Yeah, so we had one older lady who was, I believe, in elder care, and she liked to crochet, and so she made some little afghans for babies for us, which was a really nice little gesture, you know. So, and then I think someone made some homemade baby bibs one time, and they were just gorgeous. So anyway, you know, people are creative. They hear about us. They want to be a little bit of a part, and that was some way that they reached out.
There's also the infant baby packages with the newborn, and they're for either gender, and those are also available for the newborn.
And you're looking at expanding the time that you're there, right, Deb?
Yes. I believe Becky kind of hit on that a little bit, but we're going to try something for July, August, and September. We know that the 9:30 to 11:30 on a third Saturday maybe is a tight schedule if some people work yet. So we thought 4 to 6 on the first Thursdays, July, August, and September, we would try it also open so that if people are getting done with work, they could just stop right in on that first Thursday and come and see if we could help out a few more.
And you're there this weekend, this Saturday. Then.
Yes.
And then as far as is that Park Street Christian Church, you also have the free milk and cheese. And I know they're not connected, but it does go on the same day.
It's about the same time, and Park Street is gracious to open up one room for us to have there all the time. And so since we have a foyer, we can open up this one little room and bring out our racks and have it displayed a little bit. It's kind of like a mini thrift shop, if you want to think about it that way.
I bet you have a lot of cute clothes that come through, don't you, ladies?
Oh, some with the tag still on them.
Yeah. So, like new and some new, maybe never worn.
Yes. Yeah.
So, good deal.
Even clothing that's worn just once or twice, it still looks,
beautiful.
Wonderful condition. So
looks really good. And as you mentioned, those can be costly if you buy them new in the store.
Yeah.
So good deal. Marge, anything you want to add to
Well,
the
I do.
Okay.
Well, I wanted to mention
glad I asked.
They talked about, the opening hours and so on. When I'm out and about and I see an expectant mom or somebody that's got small children with them, I ask them if they're aware of the Little Lamb's Closet, and I give them the dates and the times and so on. Now with their new times, I have to refresh my memory on that. But at any rate, when I see the expectant moms out and about or moms and dads with, very small children, which around up to age 2 or less, I remind them of the location. And 9 times out of 10, very few have heard about the free diapers and the free baby clothing. And sometimes I get lucky and talk to somebody that's from out of town, but that's okay, because if they're in the area, they can stop in. In reference to Right to Life, Richland County Right to Life, we have done different fundraisers, and also we also once in a while we do what we call a silent witness. We've joined up with St. Mary's with Silent Witness, which is 1 hour where we're out and about, and usually in front of St. Mary's Church or down in front of the courthouse on the sidewalk there. And we have a silent witness program that we try to do a few times a year and just hold up signs and so on. And it's called a silent witness. It's exactly that. We're not protesters. We are there to hopefully educate the public who may not be aware of life and so on. One of our bigger fundraisers, and we do different fundraisers, one of our bigger ones that I can remember is we donated, I believe it was $500 to the Madison Pregnancy Center for an ultrasound machine. So we do donate in different avenues that reflect support life, because life is not just for moms. And I have to instill on that to the public that We are representing from newborn, firstborn, conceived, all the way to natural death.
When you look at the fundraising, Deb, but what are some examples of fundraisers that you do during the year then?
We have some good bakers. Mm-hmm. Some of our members come from the Hillsboro area, and some of their neighbors are very generous in bringing in some stuff. And we have a gal that pretty much has taken that over, and she'll get on the phone and call people. And we are appreciative to the Richland County Bank for letting us go there and set up and do that. Unfortunately, not everyone is open to letting, you know, fundraisers come into their businesses, but that's kindness. We have that carnation thing through the state, and so one of the local churches does that, has carnations available at their church on Mother's Day, and then if they want to give a donation, then that church generously gives us that donation from that carnations. I hate to say a sale, because it's not really a sell. It's a donation that people give to give their mom a flower. So those are some different ways. I don't know if other ladies, we have donations that just come in because people believe in the cause, so.
And what about if somebody would like to join up with the organization?
We hope they come.
Right.
And there's no charge. We just show up.
Yeah. And when do you meet?
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, we are the fourth Thursday of the month at 6:30 at Park Street Christian Church Fellowship Hall downstairs. So if you just go on the seminary side and come down that last set of stairs that was next to Bindle's once upon a time there, then that's where we're at, and we'd love to have you.
Great. Anything else? Anybody else like to add? Otherwise, bring your baby in. You love to see babies,
absolutely.
I'm guessing, right?
You love to see the babies.
We've had some. Saturday. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
It's okay.
We've had some wonderful guests there that talked about different things. We've had moms there with that had preemies and so on. I don't know if Deb wanted to offer more information on that. New expectant mothers. We have, I won't mention his name, but one of the individuals that's a member of our chapter, he actually is here alive on earth because of a failed abortion situation. And he is alive, and he operates a business in Richland County. And, that's the kind of stories we like to hear, but that's not what it's all about. It's anybody who supports life and the Little Lamb's Closet, we sponsor, show up to our meetings.
Very well. Deb?
I might just say that we do sometimes offer a scholarship to any teenagers out there that would like to go to something called a teen impact camp. Mm-hmm. And they did have it be a week long, and now they've even shortened it because they know teenagers are pretty busy too. And so if any teen happens to show up to one of our meetings, we might be able to give them the information for some free time on a vacation with some other teens that care about life. So.
I think we've done a couple of those, haven't we?
Yes, we have. Yeah, and those people have come back. The teens have come back and told us how the camp impacted their lives, how it gave them a different outlook on the whole situation. And so, yeah, it's a fun thing. So,
great. Good to have you in the studio today.
Oh, thank you so much.
You bet.
Thank you.
Joining us today, Deb Niemeyer, Marge Freeman, Becky Gomez, and Ann DeClean, representing Richland County Right to Life.